President-elect Trump's making good on one of his biggest campaign promises on his first day in office.
We're going to put a tariff on Mexico if they don't immediately stop sending that horrible stuff into this country.
But is it real or just a negotiating tactic?
Typically what we saw during his first term in office, where he would use a threat of tariffs or the threat of withdrawing from an agreement as a way to get our partners to the negotiating table so that we could get something and extract concessions from them.
Today is Tuesday, November 26th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman.
So we lose 300,000 people a year to drugs entering from Mexico. And if they don't stop this poison from flooding into our country, and they can stop it by not accepting it from China, and I'm doing the same thing with China, we're going to tariff the hell out of them.
President-elect Trump making good on one of his biggest campaign promises on his first day in office. He's threatening sweeping new tariffs on three of the biggest suppliers of goods to the United States. Details now from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President-elect Trump is threatening sweeping new tariffs on the three biggest suppliers of goods to America. Trump says one of his first executive orders on taking office would be imposing a 25% tax on all products from Canada and Mexico, and an additional 10% on goods from China. It's part of his bid to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs, but it's unclear just how serious Trump's threat is. The tariffs could dramatically boost prices for Americans on everything from gas to vehicles. Mexico's president suggests she would retaliate with her own tariffs on U.S. goods, and a U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade deal forbids any member from just imposing tariffs on another. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum suggested Tuesday that Mexico could retaliate with tariffs of its own.
De los principales exportadores de México, Estados Unidos son General Motors, Stellantis, y Ford Motor Company.
Sheinbaum said she was willing to engage in talks on the issues, but she said drugs are a U.S. problem.
Well, Lori, he said he was going to put tariffs in. He said tariffs were a beautiful thing. Of course, the question is he really going to put tariffs in, or is it a negotiating tactic?
Well, he certainly, made good on the promise the last time. So, and he seems very serious. He's got a lot of people now working with him that will be working with him in this new administration that are basically in support of whatever decisions he wants to make. So I think if this is what the president-elect wants, or in all indications, he'll follow through.
Well, joining us now for a better understanding is Inu Manak, a fellow for trade policy at the Council on Foreign Relations, whose expertise in international political economy, U.S. trade policy, and the law and politics of the World Trade Organization is perfect to find out what we need to know.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Absolutely.
So President-elect Donald Trump Monday pledging big tariffs on the U.S.'s three largest trading partners, Canada, Mexico, and China. What exactly does this mean?
At this point, we're looking at what tariffs are and what they do. Tariffs are a tax on imports. And who pays those taxes are the importers. So that's American businesses that buy inputs from other countries or American consumers that are buying things from abroad. So at the end of the day, a tariff is a tax, and that is what President-elect Trump wants to impose on the U.S. economy. What this means in terms of what he's going to do is unclear. When you look at his tweet, he doesn't state how he's going to do it, how it's going to work, whether there'll be exemptions. So at this point, I think he's just trying to lay out that he wants to take some tariff action, and he's identified some of our top trading partners as the targets of that.
In the tweet, he says that he's targeting Canada and Mexico and China because the three of them allow migrants and drugs, particularly fentanyl, to come across the border. and that he's going to put the tariff on until they do something about it. I don't ever remember tariffs being used like that. You know, tariffs have been used to protect an industry, the steel industry. Foreign steel is too expensive. We're going to put a tariff on foreign steel so American steelmakers have a level playing field. Do you know of a case where tariffs were used in a political sense like this?
Yeah, I think President-elect Trump is certainly expanding the use of tariffs as he did in his first term in office. And this is to deal with issues that are unrelated to trade, right? And this is an expansion of presidential authority on trade that I think is going to be largely unprecedented in what we're going to see in the next 4 years. So the tariffs are not going to stop the flow of fentanyl or anything across the borders, even people. And the way to deal with those things is through cooperating with our trading partners to figure out what we can do in terms of cooperation on the border itself to address these issues. And that's going to be screening things that cross the border, whether it's things and people. And that's not something that we can do with tariffs. So that's just a misguided approach to dealing with the problem.
You mentioned trade. Could this sort of thing become a trade war? And what exactly does that look like?
It absolutely could become a trade war. And we saw earlier today, Mexico's President Sheinbaum already suggesting that she would retaliate for any tariffs that Trump imposes. And Canada would probably do the same thing. And so if we get into the situation where Canada and Mexico match dollar for dollar all those tariffs, we would essentially see that effect trickle down to our economy. And you think about the things that we import from Canada and Mexico that would take a hit. They are part of our integrated automotive supply chain. The reason we can make cars in the United States is because of our supply chains with Canada and Mexico, so that would take a hit. We get a lot of minerals and fuel from both of these countries, and also lots of food products. So these are things that Americans would feel when they go to the grocery store, they fill up at the pump. It definitely would be an inflationary impact to any of these actions.
Mexico is our largest trading partner. Is that because so much is manufactured there?
Well, it's a mix of different things. Part of it is manufacturing, which builds into the U.S. manufacturing base. So there's a lot of American value added in the things that Mexico produces because we have American companies that invest there. The other reason Mexico has become our number one trading partner is because of our trade war with China. In fact, we had a lot of trade diversions. A lot of things that we normally would get from China, we now get from Mexico. And that's the effect of the original Trump Tegra tariffs against China.
Like what? Like what kind of goods?
So we'd be getting some machinery and other intermediate products in manufacturing, certainly food products. And we've seen shifts in terms of overall flows of different traded products that have come through Mexico from other partners in Southeast Asia, like Vietnam as well. So a lot of trade has kind of moved around over the last few years as a response to avoiding the tariffs.
So what do you see this meaning for the U.S. and potentially the global economy as a whole if this were to be imposed, these tariffs were to be imposed?
I think for the United States, this would certainly have an inflationary impact. Canada and Mexico being our top trading partners, we would see right away, I think, an impact on this for the average consumer. We would certainly hurt our relationship with our two most trusted trading partners, which I don't know is a good idea for us to be doing that, particularly when President Trump actually renegotiated the NAFTA agreement, which was the predecessor to the USMCA, which he called the best trade agreement that ever been done. So now he's threatening actually to destroy that agreement by enacting tariffs that violate the spirit and letter of that law. So I think it bodes pretty poorly for the way the United States is going to cooperate with trading partners and get anything from them if we simply can't be trusted to abide by the rules that we negotiated ourselves. So a lot of uncertainty, I think, for the United States and the rest of the world.
This also is going to affect, you mentioned it briefly, the automobile industry. A lot of cars are made in Mexico, and it's going to affect Europe if that happens, because a lot of European cars, Volkswagen, BMW, I think Mercedes, are made in Mexico and then shipped across the border into the United States.
Mm-hmm. know, certainly the auto market will definitely be affected. This is one of the most integrated markets within North America. And you have to really be willing to ask, are American consumers going to want to pay 25% more for these products? And you think about the way that production works in automobiles. We have parts that can cross the border multiple times before it ends up in the final automobile that's assembled. So every time that part crosses the border or certain parts cross, you're actually adding a tariff on that. Now, that's going to be really costly. So it's going to end up being more than 25% at the end of the day. And that could really undermine our competitiveness in the auto industry when we've made a lot of substantial investments in the last couple of years.
Well, that also includes Dodge and Chrysler and Chevrolet and Ford, right? Because most of the a lot of parts, if not entire automobiles, from those manufacturers come from Mexico, right?
Absolutely. There's a tremendous amount of inputs that come from Mexico from all of the U.S. auto manufacturers. In fact, U.S. automotive manufacturers would not be competitive if it were not for a trade with Mexico and Canada.
And what about China? China's not happy about this potential tariff situation either.
Yeah, China certainly is getting ready for launching a trade war, I think, with the United States. You know, this is President-elect Trump's opening salvo to that trade war. And I think China is certainly going to prepare with retaliatory actions of its own. Last time around, they imposed tariffs on U.S. agricultural products. I would imagine they'd do something similar again. So we would certainly hurt our agricultural industry if that drags out over a long period of time. And China will, in the meantime, find ways to divert some of its products to other locations. So even if it's not being sold in the United States, it'll be sold somewhere else in the world.
And do you think that, is this the kind of thing that if he does, in fact, follow through on imposing these tariffs in his first day in office, are these the kinds of things that Americans will feel immediately, or is this something that will gradually begin to evolve?
I think we'll certainly see a phase-in of the impact. I don't think Canada and Mexico were expecting to be target number one. One of the things that we've seen a lot of firms doing in preparation for new tariffs is to stockpile a lot of products in the United States that would buffer some of that damage that would happen from higher tariffs. But, you know, we're not far away from President Trump taking office. And so there's less time for Canada and Mexico to prepare for that. So I think that if he can enact these tariffs, we will feel it pretty quickly. It all depends on what law he uses to make this happen and the process that we have to go through legislatively if he does go that route to use Congress to make this happen and what that's going to look like. So I think that there's probably going to be a couple of months before we start seeing any impact right away.
You mentioned also price of gasoline at the pump. I know that, for example, Coke Industries gets oil from Canada and into their northern refinery. It's possible that that oil could also be tariffed?
According to how President Trump described it, he said 25% across the board. So I would imagine that he would put a tariff on oil as well. And that's a lot of oil that we bring across, you know, 4.4 million barrels a day, roughly, of petroleum coming from Canada. You know, Canada supplies 62% of U.S. crude oil imports. That's a lot. So we're going to see that impact quite quickly if he does impose tariffs on oil.
And economists have, for the most part, from what I've seen, been very not favoring this at all, not favoring tariffs, saying, you know, many of the things that you're saying. Do you see any benefit to it, or do you see any motivation that would be driving this this desire to have these tariffs in place? I mean, what would be the reasoning for it?
Well, I don't think there's any benefit that comes out of raising tariffs, particularly on our trusted trading partners that we've been trading with for decades and decades, with pretty much zero tariffs, right? So if you all of a sudden impose a tariff, you're essentially raising the cost of everything that you import from those places. What is the rationale behind this? Anyone's guess what President-elect Trump is thinking in his head, but I would say that he's probably thinking that he can use this as leverage to get something else from Canada, Mexico, and China. And that goes back to the point of what he tweeted, that he wants to deal with migration issues, with fentanyl, all sorts of other unrelated issues. And that might be the motivation for it. Whether that's going to pay off, it's hard to tell. I doubt it, that it's actually going to work and address those issues head on.
A lot of people do believe, as you say, that it's a bargaining chip.
Definitely. I do think this is typically what we saw during his first term in office, where he would use the threat of tariffs or the threat of withdrawing from an agreement as a way to get our partners to the negotiating table so that we could get something and extract concessions from them. So I do think that's how he's using it. And we have to wait and see what he's actually going to ask for, and then whether our trading partners are willing to give that.
It is the art of the deal.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Thanks so much for the insight.
No problem. Happy Thanksgiving.
That was Inu Manok, Fellow for Trade Policy at the Council on Foreign Relations, whose expertise is in international political economy, U.S. trade policy, and the law and politics of the World Trade Organization.
Lori, I mean, you know, she knows as much, well, I mean, obviously she's schooled in economics, but, you know, about whether or not he's really going to do it, she knows as much as we do.
Right. But what she did say, you know, was a little concerning as far as what it could potentially do to the economy. I know a lot of people voted for Donald Trump because they were hoping he would help the economy. But it sounds
prices,
like at least
yeah.
from, right, it sounds like from this expert, that may be the opposite of what the people who were voting for him would want. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, day one is January 20th, so we'll find out.
Well, you've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thanks so much for spending this time with us.
And you can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for more news throughout the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, check out our website, voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you tomorrow.